This is WSKG News. Governor Cuomo is making some changes to prevent any future bid rigging in some of his major economic development projects. But critics on both the left and the right say Cuomo is failing to address the bigger picture, whether billions of dollars worth of programs are an effective use of public monies. Karen DeWitt has the story.
The secretive nature of awarding contracts for major projects like the Buffalo Billion led to an alleged bid rigging scheme by some of Governor Cuomo's associates. At least that's what U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is charging in a criminal complaint. Critics say the use of a unique private, not-for-profit company to arrange the bids was a formula for potential corruption. The criminal complaint alleges that SUNY Polytechnic used the Fort Schuyler and other management companies to steer tens of thousands of dollars to contractors who were key Cuomo campaign contributors. In addition, the complaint says, the former head of SUNY Poly, Elaine Calieros, and longtime Cuomo associate and lobbyist Todd Howe personally profited through bribes and kickbacks. E.J. McMahon, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, says Governor Cuomo actively sought to limit oversight of the contract awards process. In 2011, along with the legislature, he approved a law to bar the state controller from auditing any contract signed by SUNY, CUNY, and their affiliates.
He's done everything he can to kind of remove oversight from the executive branch, and unfortunately the legislature has generally accommodated him, but they've been completely AWOL on this whole thing.
While McMahon's group is fiscally conservative, Richard Brodsky is a liberal Democrat and former assemblyman. He headed a key oversight committee. It was set up to police public authorities and other entities related to the powers of the governor. Brodsky agrees that the private not-for-profits like Fort Schuyler were the perfect setup to create opportunities for corruption.
Some very shrewd lawyers found a loophole.
Brodsky says when he was chair of the oversight committee, he sponsored a law to close a previous loophole that also led to secret economic development contracts and potential corruption. At one point, under Governor George Pataki, a contributor to the governor made a deal to buy key portions of the Erie Canal for just $30,000. That deal was later scrapped. Brodsky says once the loophole allowing local development corporations to negotiate contracts was eliminated, new ways were created, like using the private not-for-profits to award contracts.
That loophole has to be closed. We closed similar loopholes for public authorities. They found a new one and exploited it.
Governor Cuomo seems to have realized belatedly that the use of the private not-for-profits to oversee public contracts is flawed. He announced a day after the criminal charges were filed against his associates that he's yanking all contract authority for economic development projects from SUNY Poly and giving it to his own economic development agency.
We're now transferring the responsibility to the Empire State Development Corporation. ESD will design its own procurement system.
Cuomo also deflected blame for any corruption, saying it was SUNY who was ultimately responsible for the contract process and that until recently he hadn't heard any criticisms, although several newspapers had detailed potential conflicts of interest and questionable timelines of campaign contributions to the governor and the awarding of key contracts. Several reform groups also asked questions over a year ago.
It was in place. It was working well. And there had been no complaints about the process.
Cuomo admits that he now knows the process was deficient. Former Assemblyman Brodsky says it's not enough, though, to simply shift the contract authority elsewhere. He says the loophole needs to be closed.
Institutional reform is not transferring power from one remote semi-private corporation to another. It needs law.
He says otherwise there's nothing to prevent bad behavior from happening again in a few months after everyone has moved on to other issues. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.